Electric Land Rover Defender, the beast up for auction. A Swedish conversion specialist and electric classic cars have teamed up to create a heavily modified 2011 Land Rover Defender 130, which is now up for auction. The project is being handled by Stark Future, with the company acting as the name behind the venture rather than the actual developer of the technology. The beast boasts an impressive array of specs, including a Tesla-derived electric drivetrain producing around 450 brake horsepower and a colossal 160 kilowatt-hour battery pack. This powertrain setup sends power to all four wheels through the original props haft setup, giving the vehicle its off-road capabilities. The Defender's interior has been ret-rimmed in brown leather, while the exterior features a blacked-out paint scheme from nose to tail. The vehicle is currently located in Sweden and registered on Swedish plates, with buyers outside Sweden responsible for all transport, export, and registration in their country. A 6,000 kilometers road trip from Wales to Sweden and then down to Barcelona using public CCS chargers has proven that the converted Defender is more than just a static showpiece. This feat highlights the vehicle's capabilities as an electric off-road vehicle. However, the project raises questions about Stark Future's expertise in electric vehicle development. The company has built its reputation on lightweight, high-performance electric motorcycles, not oversized electric luxury projects based on old Land Rovers. The beast features a unique selling point, the ability to fit two Stark VRG bikes in the back while charging them at the same time. However, no bikes are included in the auction, leaving some to wonder about the true purpose of this project. The auction for the beast is set to open on May 22, with a starting bid of €1. This bold marketing stunt or expensive attention-grabbing tactic could potentially attract buyers looking for an exclusive and unique vehicle. Despite its impressive specs and capabilities, the project feels like a side quest rather than a serious attempt at electric vehicle development. As such, it remains to be seen whether the beast will find a buyer willing to pay the asking price.